Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, 16 years old, your first car, it's going to be not super nice, but yeah. A nice, reliable, right. Like your 99 Cavalier.
Black leather brown in the front.
Tons of taillights.
Two revolving subwoofers in the back. Aftermarket CD player in the deck.
You get that at Best Buy, of course.
And Steve.
Yeah, and you're definitely using a controller where it's not replaceable batteries. It's a battery pack.
Yeah.
That you're then charging like next to your drill. So you're getting aggravated. Like, I think the juice is going out on it, Annette. She's like, yeah, well, I'm filing for a divorce, Steve.
I got the RC cars in the divorce, woman.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Melissa Vaughn. The great Melissa Vaughn.
Now, you've known Annette for, a lot longer than everybody who's listening to this.
About 7 years. Seven and a half years.
That fateful night at, I forget the building. What building was that show held in?
Oh, only the most romantic venue in all of Grand Rapids. The Orbit Room.
Oh my God, that was?
Mm-hmm.
Is that even around?
Still, the building itself, I don't think so. Okay, I think that I'm pretty sure they finally closed for good.
You guys ever just drive by and say, remember, honey? And she goes, boy, I'd love to forget.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most romantic venue. It's considering, like, the night before we met there, I bet, like, Guar played.
Right. The floor was definitely sticky. I don't remember. I was there that night. I don't remember specifically, but I'm assuming.
Were you there?
Yes. Yeah. Brought a friend, I believe. I don't even remember who went with me, but yeah, I was there that night.
So that would have been. Because you and Katie had met by then, right?
What year was this?
14. This is March of 14.
Yeah, Katie and I had been dating for almost a couple of years at that point.
Wow, really? You guys have been together that long?
Yeah, 2012. We're coming up on 10 years here next year together overall. But you don't honor the like time you started dating anniversaries anymore, do you?
Once you're married?
Yeah, can't anymore, right?
Like, I don't even think I remember the. I think we. No, we started dating. It was April 5th of 2014.
Yeah,
because we met like mid March.
Yeah,
kind of played patty cake for a couple of weeks, I think we were officially dating April 5th.
But I'll never remember the specific date. I remember I went on our first date was in February of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe we were actually officially dating until May?
Oh, wow.
April? No, that can't be right.
So you played hard to get for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's me. The hard to get. I convinced myself the hair was going to come back.
Right. Well,
and,
I mean,
you know what? Hey, this peacock can't get tied down to one other bird. Okay?
Right, naturally, because that's when you were speaking with your North Jersey Italian accent.
That's right. I had known you for a couple of years at that point, and that was probably the height of wanting to be Jersey Italian scum.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense.
Not taken, of course. You can't be offended by accuracy. You were wearing wife beaters exclusively with dress slacks.
Yes. Yeah, and nothing over top of it. Like, that wasn't being used as an. And again, it was March.
Yeah.
So it didn't make a lot of sense. And the little hair that was left, I was slicking back with like Brill cream.
You were going to lunch every day and eating at the small table out front on the sidewalk of the pork store.
Yep. Same pasta dish every day.
Yeah.
Hated pasta.
Of course.
But hey, you got to uphold an image.
You got it. Yeah, exactly.
Gigantic gold chain.
I love this image.
I mean, not like this image. Not like the length of the chain, but like the width. Oh, you know how you can pick, hey, you've got a really thin, like, kind of slinky one. No. Mine had, like, if you held it up, like, it's something that doctors recommend you look at an eclipse through because it had that size of hole on it.
Yeah, it doubles. So if your car skids off the road during a snowstorm, you can take that chain off. Toss one end to your buddy, and he can tie it around his truck and pull you out of the snowdrift.
Or conversely, you could wrap it around one of your tires.
Yeah,
to be as a snow tire.
Yeah.
So, that was me in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. I knew you then, but I didn't.
Yeah. Times change.
Memories fade.
But I wanted to add. Now you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Annette does not listen. It was the eating on the podcast that finally drove her to not only not listen, but to unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe and delete all past episodes.
Not even giving us a free download every week.
It is so much of a touchy subject with her that when my mom was here about a month ago, my mom had mentioned, I forget what we were sitting at the table in the kitchen, and we were talking about something, and somehow something podcast related came up. Mm-hmm. And there was a podcast that Annette was listening to for a while last year when
she's smaller than ours.
There was a podcast she was listening to last year when she started her Etsy shop, and it was a woman who ran an Etsy shop, mm-hmm. and she basically did a podcast all about like how to make your Etsy shop successful and tips and tricks and everything. And she got a lot of good information from her. So I said to Annette, I was like, do you still listen to the podcast? And that's as far as I got. And she said, no, I stopped listening because you guys kept eating during the podcast. And I was like, that's not even what I was going to ask you about. I was going to say, are you still listening to the podcast from that Etsy woman? Yeah. And she said, oh. I was like, touchy subject? Well, I just don't listen to it anymore because you guys wouldn't stop eating.
I mean,
That's how in the forefront of her mind it still is. And this, she hasn't listened in, I don't know, I bet almost a year.
But it's not, we weren't eating every... Now, granted, we did it, and we knew exactly what we were doing when we do that, by the way. A lot of people like it.
Just wait until Apples to Apples, episode one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's got to happen soon.
Yeah.
But
I mean, not to mention, did we have a name for the pair podcast that we were going to do?
At Pairsodes.
Right, but I mean, what was the name of the podcast?
Oh, no, I don't think we did.
Because Apples to Apples was the name of the Apple podcast.
Yeah, really. This is the we developed Apples to Apples backwards, came up with a cool title.
Yeah.
And now
that's how it works.
Filling in the rest of it.
Come up with a cool title, work backwards from there.
Yeah. So yeah, we really can't even begin anything on the pair shows until we come up with a very cool title.
I thought we'd come up with a name for it.
Huh. Well, it's out there. So if anybody's willing to assist with the creative side of things. Yeah. That's where you and I struggle. We're idea men sometimes.
Right.
We come up with ideas. We just need everybody else to execute them.
Yeah, we're good at crowdsourcing.
But I mentioned that because I know she doesn't listen. I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject for us.
That's all right. It doesn't hurt that badly anymore.
Does she listen to your radio show?
Mm.
Could you like check? Because I'm guessing you probably got her a podcast.
Yeah.
Could you check to see like if that account downloads?
Oh, I know episodes? That she doesn't listen to the podcast.
So she would, if like, she listens to
the radio show's
live.
Podcast. Yeah, I know that. At least for a long time she did. Like,
she
as know she
was, that's where a lot of the bonuses come from. Or?
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe you want to. I mean, now that she's taking care of Evelyn,
yeah,
and maybe during Evelyn's nap, she could go to like 8 to 12 different devices every day.
Download.
And download.
Download. Delete. Download again.
Yes.
I mean, is it that hard?
I mean, maybe you just start leaving some of your company docs regarding, you know, bonuses and how you're paid and the structure and everything.
Yeah.
Just around. Be like, oh, oops, I must have forgot that on the table.
Silly me.
Oh, did you see that? I just got to get to however many thousands of downloads this month for this many dollars. Boy, isn't that weird? This many dollars would happen to buy that new thing we both wanted. Huh. Odd.
Weird.
Anyway, ready for dinner? And then do that for about 6 days in a row.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think...
So I got to go out and buy like six more iPads.
No, 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 no. There's public libraries.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And there's enough in this area that she could just go to, and, you know, Evelyn can stay busy. That's because they've got...
Excellent idea.
Playrooms and all these things for kids, and she can act like she cares while she's just furiously going
feverishly downloading.
Apps.
Yeah.
Just... like eight different podcast apps on every computer, and then auto-download. So every week, those things, boom, boom, downloaded.
Love it.
So the only reason I ask is because where do you think this would rank? We talked last week, not extensively, which is kind of surprising, about RC cars.
Yeah, we did.
Where do you think, because you admitted, you think RC cars would be fun. Like you would enjoy that. Building them, running them, you have a perfect cul-de-sac for it. Like,
oh, man, do I.
You have a perfect area for this. Mm-hmm.
We have the out in the backyard, because, you know, like the back half of our yard is basically just trees.
Woods, yeah.
But imagine like digging some of that out and putting in berms and jumps and everything.
People with property do that for dirt bikes.
That'd be amazing.
And they build like dirt bike tracks on their property.
Yeah.
But we're thinking about doing that just on a lesser scale for RC cars.
All right. Like, so you're getting an RC car now. We have basically just decided.
If we're building a racetrack, Steve. Yeah.
Just imagine there could be like a stream that flows through.
Yeah.
We could pile up some rocks and maybe have a waterfall. Have some ramps so the cars could jump over them.
This is so cool.
What kind of car, like what kind of body would you get for your car? Because you can get all kinds of bodies for them.
I'd go, not sports
like
car
like 99
style,
Cavalier?
But yes. Yes. Two doors.
We could get, you go out to the local, like Joann Fabrics.
Yep.
We'll get some black leather.
Yep, some black. Yeah.
We'll glue a little bra on the front of it.
No question. We're going to need to hand paint the Alteza taillights on it.
Now, the bra that was on the front of your 99 Cavalier,
mm-hmm.
was it the name brand one where it had like the...
No chance.
Oh, because I remember there was a company and it was called Le Bra.
Oh, yeah.
So it was big L, little E, capital BRA.
Steve, I was stocking shelves at the local grocer
for
$6.35 an hour.
Libra.
So when you ask me if I bought anything name brand at that point in my life, the answer is almost assuredly no. Hmm. Have you ever heard of Tommy Hilfiger? The lesser known cousin of Tommy.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm looking at a... bras for 99 Chevy Cavalier for sale on eBay.
How many 1999 Cavaliers do you think are still out there cooking?
Still on the road?
Yeah.
God, they probably made 10 million of them. I bet there's a lot. I bet there's a lot more than you would think. It's only 22 years.
22 years, and you think there's still enough on the road, huh?
I do. I bet there's still 500,000 of them on the road.
Trying to find...
Do they keep stats for that?
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out how many they produced. Total 1999. Cavalier production, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
275,648.
Really? Man, I feel like everyone that I knew had a Cavalier of that.
Yeah, I mean...
That time. I would have thought that it was millions.
Reference.
Millions. All right.
So out of 275,648, 22 years later, you've got... So obviously you've got time. So you've got attrition. Mm-hmm. You've got obviously upgrades. You know, people aren't, for the most part, people aren't willingly driving a 1999 Cavalier.
Right, yeah. I can't imagine anyone still driving it because it's their dream car.
I would guess there's less than 10,000 on the road.
I was going to say, knowing now the production numbers, between 10 and 20,000.
When you think about it that way, 10 to 20,000 of those cars... My first car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, probably lesser because I think they did those in four-door.
and two-door.
Wait, you had a...
I had a two-door. So of that number... So of that small number, it's even smaller.
Wait, was it the Cavalier RS, the Rally Sport?
Steve, again, $6.35 an hour stocking shelves at a grocer.
So it's a big no.
It was not the Sport anything.
So it had that interior that was fabric, but kind of like a mouse fur almost.
Yeah, yeah. It's where once you sit on it too long, you kind of can see the fibers mm-hmm. raised. Yeah. Yeah, crappy.
Do you have pictures of it? Like, do you have...
I'm sure I do somewhere.
You probably have a picture of you standing in front of it, right?
No question.
I feel like everyone has that for their first car.
Backward hat.
Backwards hat.
Wife beater.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Big ol'...
Some JNCOs.
Big ol' gold chain. Early Sopranos, Kyle.
We need to see that picture. I need you to bring that picture here next
week. I will try to. And again, what's funny is, oh, yeah, just look through your photos. Yeah, this was 2003. It's an actual photo.
Mm-hmm.
I will need to search
yeah.
for the actual photograph, which yeah. is assuredly probably at my parents'.
Yep.
And in a bin.
Or a right. photo album or something.
Yeah, with like a million other photos. Yeah.
The photo album's called like Kyle's First Hot Ride.
Right, right. And it's
maybe
it's
got you like, so obviously there's the obligatory picture of you standing in front of it, kind of mm-hmm. leaning on it.
Yeah.
After like an hour after you just bought it, it probably still has the dealer license plate on it, you know, mm-hmm. buy right used cars or whatever. There's going to be the picture of you washing it for the first time. Maybe a picture of you sitting in it with your hands on the wheel to show, hey, I'm driving this thing. And then probably a picture of the first time you pulled out of the driveway, maybe a couple of friends in the back seat.
Sorry, Steve, I have updated sales for the... This is weird. 1990.
Okay.
In 1998, Cavalier sold... 238,000.
Oh boy, what happened to those
861? So I think they produced. So somewhere, what I want to know, where are those 37,000 Cavaliers that never got sold?
They're just sitting on a dealer lot.
Do those get sent to like Ghana, like the losers Super Bowl shirts do?
Oh, maybe.
So there's just a bunch of smaller African nations driving around in 1999 Cavaliers, 37,000 of them to be exact.
That's a lot of cars.
There might be more 1999 Cavaliers in Africa than there are here in America
in the US.
Today.
Yeah.
They probably take care of their cars a little better. Sorry.
I don't know. I'd have no reference for that. Huh.
But the only reason I bring all of this up mm-hmm. about RC cars and whatnot, because now I like this plan, by the way.
Oh, this is a great plan.
Because that's something you and I can do. We don't have to hire anything out for that.
No.
That's a couple shovels. We're leveling it. I don't even know if we want it super level. It's kind of like a dirt track.
No, I mean, maybe just take some metal rakes, kind of rake it. Because a lot of it has like that ground covering and stuff back there. So we just got to rake some of that out. So we have a defined path. Get rid of some of the big logs, but keep some of them too, because those are going to be the things that we have to jump across.
I think we take a log and we hollow one out so we have to drive through
A tunnel.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be so fun.
Okay.
So the reason I ask is because in terms of your hobbies, that since you've known Annette,
mm-hmm.
which you said 7 years.
Seven and a half years.
Where do you think if she found out, because again, this does all tie together. She doesn't listen. Mm-hmm. So if she found out tomorrow or today that you want to build an RC car track
mm-hmm.
in your backyard. In terms of the hobbies you've had, where does this one rank in terms of her ire?
Hmm.
Because this one would be more, this is more time consuming than actual money consuming, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, other than the actual car.
Right. Which again.
A couple $100 probably.
Yes. Comparatively to second chance Jeeps.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, into the thousands. Now, granted, it you paid yourself back after a year, but you were paid. But that was still more of an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else you would consider, you know, among those hobbies that not consumed you, but were near the forefront that she was aware of.
Yeah.
Do you think RC cars would be the biggest eye roll? Would it be in the top half of her eye roll or disappointment?
No, I think she'd be... okay with it.
You do.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably get one of those. Well, that's who you want to do.
I think if I go home today.
I don't think she'd be excited for me.
No, I don't. I don't see Annette asking if you can get her one too.
Yeah, no, probably not.
And I feel like it would catch a real side eye from Katie if I said, "Hey, dear, I'm gonna build a race car track with Steve."
I'm into RC cars, as you know.
Yes. I think that would be, and honestly, if I were to swap that out for my comic book collection, it would save hundreds to thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
I still think she would be more okay with me collecting comic books like I have, rather than going to race RC cars
in the
back of Steve's house.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Hey, I'm going to Steve's with my car. I'll be back later.
We built a new berm last week. We got to try it out.
No. We're trying a new type of sand mixture today. It's going to be awesome. I would just come home to an empty house.
Yeah.
No Reed. No wife. Just a note.
Why do you think she'd be so judgy?
I don't know if it's judgy more than just, really? Like, that is a hobby?
I think she'd be very surprised.
Right. I think at some point it would be, can't you pick a hobby that, one, wouldn't cost us money, like a waste of money.
Right, like gardening.
Yeah, find something. And two, can't you find anything productive? Like digging holes in Steve's backyard?
Right. Can't your hobby be, like, fixing up the house or something?
Yes. Hey, have you ever had a hobby of painting shutters? Can you?
No, that's no one's hobby.
Right. Well, I mean, we know someone. I don't know. He wouldn't consider it a hobby because it's a job, but paints?
Yeah.
Right? Seems to enjoy it.
Right. I mean, it sounds like as much as you can, I guess.
It sounds like physical torture to me.
Sounds like, yeah, the worst.
And he does it day in, day out.
And he's great at it.
Seems to think of it, enjoys it in terms of he can sink into his own world, put in headphones and be gone and just...
Kind of like a Zen thing.
Watch colors change.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, when I phrase it that way, it seems...
Like he's not doing anything. Right. Like he just sits there
and... Being disrespectful.
You turn green now.
Ah, look at it. A beautiful green. Because I think that would be... Yeah, maybe. I think that would be among Katie's least favorite outcomes.
I think she'd definitely be surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Annette would definitely be surprised by it, too, because in the 7.5 years we've known each other, don't believe I've ever mentioned to her anything RC car related. So if I brought it up to her, I'd have to be like, hey, you know how I'm always talking about RC cars? You know, kind of do like that reverse psychology a bit.
And then, because then she's waffling, because then she has to decide, do I just not listen to him?
Yeah.
Or is he not being truthful?
Yeah.
And she has to make a really split decision on how to react to that.
And because if she says,
on the spot.
If she says, what? You've never talked about that before. Then I got the upper hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, talked to you about this 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I showed you a picture of T-Rex 1000.
Yeah, like you run up to the bedroom and get a catalog that you've had sent to the house.
Like that I tuck under my pillow every night.
Yeah, that you treated like you did when you were a child, too, where you'd circle the items you wanted
fold,
or you'd dog
the page
ear
over,
the page.
Yeah.
Hoping
that my parents would find it in like early November and say, oh, that's what he wants for Christmas.
This is the one I wanted. It's the Big Tire Bitch 3000.
The Big Tire Bitch 3000. That was a dream. That was always a dream of mine.
Assuming it'd be like a monster truck.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get that. You don't get that name.
But they didn't have the rights to Bigfoot.
Yes. So they just modified it. But I kind of want to see how that would play out. I kind of want to see, like, if you were to text Annette right now and just say, hey, would you be okay? Because you and I, it was very brief. And this was years ago. We talked about building go-karts that we were going to race around the Zach.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that ever made it to her or if she ever chimed in on that.
I don't know.
But if you were to text her right now and say...
But that is absolutely going to happen.
I would kill to race some go-karts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, look, the neighbors, they have those, like the electric little moped scooter things, and their kids ride those things around the Zach.
The hoverboards or actual scooters?
No, like an actual scooter. Okay. Like it looks like a little mini Vespa.
Okay.
But it's an electric scooter.
Yeah.
And they cruise around there. They cruise around the cul-de-sac all the time and have a blast on them.
Okay.
And then they're friends with the kids who live like in the house in back of them. So they ride them around the block over to there. Go-karts would fit right in the Zach. And I'm thinking electric go-karts because they're fast.
Yeah.
A little, you know, they're just compact.
I want a gas one.
You want a gas one? Okay.
Yeah. I want one that I have to stand behind. And rip, three to five times.
Yeah. So we're building it out of like with an
riding
old
lawnmower and
like an old or like a chainsaw motor or something. Yeah.
Yeah, because if not you put it that way, a riding lawnmower motor would probably be too much for a neighborhood go kart, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would probably get me.
See, I'm thinking electric, just so that way there's no neighbors complaining about the noise.
Well, I mean, we're not going to be raising these things at 10:30. Oh, under the lights.
Yeah, we are. I think we go electric. We go stealth go-kart races in the Zach under the lights.
Now, can I still put like cards in the spokes to really amp up
the noise? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If you want, we can put a little Bluetooth speaker on there with lots of revving noises.
Yeah. Like fake engine.
Yeah.
Like a YouTube video playing from my phone. And
yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about the go-karts, but again, I don't know if that ever made it to her on an even... semi-serious level.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So if you were to text her right now and say, hey, would you be okay if I spent, you know, do that little squiggly line for about $200 and on a remote control car.
Yeah.
And dug a track in the back, make sure she knows, the far back of of your backyard.
Which, I mean...
She doesn't care about that even spot, if
it was,
right?
Yeah, but I mean, even... Like, you wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
Right.
Even if it was all the way up in the front, because it would just be, like, little...
Yeah, you don't want somebody stepping in it, though, and injuring themselves. Yeah, a dog.
True.
Your child.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
And we've got the room. Plus, it's nice scenery back there, right? It's like, hey, it's the track in the woods.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to have a cool name, too.
How do you think it would
go? I'd say Hell Track, but obviously it's taken by the movie Rad, which you would know.
Is that copyrighted, though?
We call it Heck Track.
I'll put that in the poll.
No. I don't even type it because I got a new name.
Okay.
Zach Track.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
I put it on the poll and the responses are yes and yes.
Well, I'm going to put two of them on there. If we call our RC Track Heck Track, will we be sued by Bill Allen?
By Rad. Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, Zach Track is it. And it's apostrophe Zach.
We could have the Zach Attack 600 at the Zach Track. 600 is a long way to
600,
go.
600, we talking miles, laps?
Yeah, it's going to have to be laps. Even that's way too many laps.
How about the Zach Track 6?
6 laps? We meet for like 4 minutes. And 3 of us just revving.
Can you rev an RC car? Like, it doesn't have neutral, does it?
I think you'd have to physically hold it in the air.
Yeah, hold the back
and
wheels up.
And then hit the forward, hit the throttle. Yeah, and listen to it. And then, or again, you know, get mini baseball cards.
Yeah.
And put those in the spokes. Yeah. So it sounds.
Yeah, maybe Annette can cut some out on the cricket.
So now we're using her.
Yeah. This is a family affair here.
Oh, yeah, she's going to have to get on board. How do you think that would go, though, if you texted her that right now? Would it get an eye roll? Would it get a... Whatever makes you happy, honey? Would it get a passive-aggressive reply?
It would get a... We probably have more important things to spend that money on, but whatever you want to do. Which is basically no.
Yeah, I mean, that's as much of a no without using the word no.
Yeah.
That you're ever going to encounter.
Yeah. What would Katie say if you sent her the text saying the exact same thing?
I think it'd be an immediate, like, why? And the second question would be, okay, how are you going to pay for that? And then when I tell her her money, that's where then the discussion would have to take a turn.
Yeah, I feel like Annette is probably a little bit more desensitized to this than Katie is. Because it seems like every week after we're done recording, we come upstairs with a brand new harebrained idea that I just barf out at her.
Did you run by the RBH Museum?
The RBH Museum?
Rutherford B. Hayes? That we talked about last week? We had taken the trip to...
I did not.
You think she wants to come along? Middle of Ohio? With a little stop in Van Wert on the way back?
No.
Boy, no sense of adventure in that woman.
No.
I mean, if you're not going to enjoy...
Is Katie going to be there?
I mean, I haven't talked to her about it. I can't see a planet where she would want to go to that.
Do you think that when they both leave us, it'll be like a concerted effort where they do it at the same time and then like get an apartment together to cut costs?
Yeah, they're planning this out, like just waiting for the right time. Like, hey, the next time they ask us to go to anywhere in Ohio or Indiana with them, that's when we do it and we call back, you know, we call in our security deposit for that apartment we've had on hold.
Yeah. And just to add insult to injury, it's like the apartment that you and her used to live in.
Yeah, right. That same building. Like the same one.
Yeah, same exact apartment unit.
I bet. So here's the thing. I think Katie would go to the RBH Museum just because she knows my love and enjoyment of history and presidential history at that.
Yeah.
Big fan of the presidential magazine you gave me. Thank you very much. It's a fantastic.
Yeah, read. I was going to say, is there a good article in there on RBH?
I have to be honest with you right now. I guarantee you I flipped right past RBH. Like he's of the 45 presidents. I would argue he's probably bottom five in terms of interesting.
Really? All right. Well, I guess we're going to learn more. We have a lot to learn about him.
Because she's traveled with me to Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knows it's probably my second favorite vacation spot in the country. Number one is Las Vegas. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still waiting on that Vegas story.
We stopped coming soon. We stopped in Washington, D.C. The outskirts. So not like downtown, like the historic, the presidential area, the mall area, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
But the outskirts. Because I knew there was a Civil War site where Abraham Lincoln got shot at, which is the only time an active sitting president was shot at during being a president. And it was, quite honestly, a hill next to a neighborhood that I'm sure the neighbors hate even being there. There's like one marker, but I'm sitting here like...
Wait, the only time a sitting president has been shot at?
Yeah. Well, no, and during war. Like,
oh, during war.
During
a
war. So he was like Abraham Lincoln.
Didn't Reagan get shot at like four times in a week or something?
Yeah. And obviously the presidents who have been assassinated.
Right, right, right.
But as like during a war, Abraham Lincoln was shot at by the Confederacy.
Wow.
At this site in Washington, D.C. And there's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of hills and a marker.
Yeah. Kids probably go sledding on it in the
But I'm sitting here. Ear-to-ear grin because I'm fascinated by that stuff and by that history, and she indulges my idiotic enjoyment of that.
Right.
So I feel like if I told her we have a day trip with Steve and maybe Annette to Fremont, Ohio, to go to visit the Rutherford B. Hayes Museum. Mm-hmm. Now, I pulled up the rest of the town. Maybe we could sell Annette on some of the other... points.
They got a venue there. We could do a live broadcast.
Glad you asked. We got a landmark. We've got a landmark. The world's largest ketchup factory.
Boy,
Fremont, Ohio.
What brand are they making?
H.J. Heinz.
Heinz. Wow. Well,
H.J. Heinz Company Ketchup.
America's Ketchup. They call it
the world's largest ketchup factory. What else is there? I'm glad you asked. Sandusky County Jail and Sheriff's House, right? It's even got its own Wikipedia page. It must be historical.
Yeah.
Built in the early 1890s, used for almost 100 years. I don't want to ruin it all. I apologize.
Spoil this for me.
What else is there, you ask? Fremont, Ohio? Spiegel Grove.
Of course. Spiegel Grove.
It's part of the RBH estate.
Oh, come on. I know that.
Lastly, Steve, that's where I'm going to get you, because I already know you're in. The Fremont Speedway.
Huh.
Also known as And I want merch with this.
Yeah.
The track that Action built.
The track that Action... Do you think we could take our RC cars there? Maybe take them for a...
Semi-banked.
Zip around the track?
Third mile. Clay Oval Speedway.
Oh, it's a clay track.
Races held on Saturdays.
Okay, so for...
Sprint cars.
Yeah.
Dirt trucks.
Yeah.
I'd go to a free Fremont.
I'll take the Manchi there.
Can't we just go and enjoy it? You know, I've got to get a trailer because we know that thing's not going to be running down there.
Well, yeah.
You'll be wrenching on it like 8 minutes before you're supposed to be on the clay track. You're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to put on the fourth tire.
How many wheels do we need for this race?
I thought this was a chariot.
All right.
Do you think any of those items could convince your wife to go to Fremont, Ohio?
It's a big negative.
How about this? Historic downtown Fremont. Next to the Sandusky River, mm-hmm. right on Front Street, has a pedestrian scale. A literal scale?
So we can weigh ourselves?
Is that like an attraction? Is this a carnival?
Hey, honey, want to drive 3 hours to see how much you weigh?
Is there a local Ohioan who's going to shout their guess before we step on it?
Yeah, is it like a carnival game?
Home to many small businesses in historic buildings, including boutiques, gift shops, restaurants, and other attractions.
Okay, well.
No context right now. Can you send her the link to the Fremont, Ohio Wikipedia?
I think the only way that I get her to go to Fremont, Ohio is by tricking her. Because she grew up in Fremont, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can say, hey, Kyle and I got to take a trip to Fremont. You want to go? Yeah. And then she'll say, yeah, I'll go along for the ride. And then instead of 1 hour later... It's yeah. 3 hours later, we arrive, and we say, oh, yeah, not where you grew up, but this other town. Hey, while we're here.
Now, I know we're not plentiful on time, but could I sell her on maybe some of the notable people from Fremont, Ohio?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think I could convince her to care about Walter R. Nickel, a dermatologist?
So that's the most notable person, a dermatologist?
It's on the list.
One of the
founders
okay.
of the field of
dermatology?
Dermatopathology. Dermatopathology. Okay. I know it's not how it's pronounced, but you understand. Even he bailed Fremont, Ohio, moved to San Diego, California. I don't know what that means, but he's on the notable people list.
Okay.
Okay. What about this? Tony Little.
Tony Little, the gazelle guy?
The gazelle guy himself from Fremont, Ohio. Yeah. You think he's still there? You think he's back there? Is the gazelle still around?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's got to be like the Bowflex, though, where like those sales peaked at this point 15 to 20 years
probably,
ago.
Probably, yeah. I was going to say mid to late 90s, I bet.
Because now you're into overpriced bikes
yeah.
at your home and things yeah. like that. The gazelle
God,
has
I want
no
one of those things, though.
Do you really?
I do. I don't know why, though. I don't particularly like
much more for the price you're going to pay, not just for the bike, but then just for that subscription.
Yeah, it's like
service.
$30 a month or something.
At least it's silly.
I know, but I want something. I don't know. It really intrigues me, but I feel like it's a cult.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And if you don't have the newest model, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah.
Where you're being judged by other overpriced bike owners. No, unless they, you know. Come on board and sponsor us and send us one of those.
Hey, Peloton or other.
Knockoff. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like for every Fitbit, there's, you know, house brand that they're selling for a third of the price.
Yeah, we're happy to be sponsored by Peloton and Fatbit. Fatbot. All of them.
Just like three times bigger than it needs to be on your wrist. It's the fat bot.
And the only thing it tells you is, yep, you're still fat. Keep going.
It asks you, it doesn't sense anything. It asks you, what's your heart rate?
How are you feeling today?
Also from Fremont, Ohio, Everton Conjure. Now, I know that name doesn't ring a bell to you, so let me describe him as the world knows him, the capturer of John Wilkes Booth.
Oh.
About that.
Okay.
I mean, plenty of other, there's some NFL players, some MLB, She's into architecture. Alice Johnson, the architect.
Okay.
I mean, she kicked the bucket in 1930, so I don't think Annette probably cares about her. Bob Hines, a wildlife artist.
No relation to the Hines ketchup empire?
Nope, spelled differently. He found the 5-gallon in 1994, punted that sucker across the room. I don't know if they have any alive notable people outside of Tony Little.
Okay, so the dermatologist was not...
The dermatologist? He found the better side of the... Of life in 1989.
Okay. All right.
So, you don't think any of that? None of this stuff?
No.
Because I could see Annette being sold into a small town trip somewhere, right? I don't feel like...
Maybe when Evelyn's a bit older, you know, say... Because, you know, you plan like, oh, let's do a day trip. Let's go to the water park or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my daughter's in here just staring at us. She's... My wife had to leave... to get an eye exam. By the way, it is Saturday, October 16th, 2021, the year of our Lord. It's the Steve and Kyle podcast. My wife is off to get an eye exam early this morning, and we're not quite wrapped up yet, so we got a special guest. Evelyn, come here.
We actually haven't gotten to any of the items we meant to talk about
today. No, not one. Not one. Come here.
But this is the type of town, though, Steve, where you and I, this is what you and I are attracted to.
This is
Middle Ohio. It's small town.
Small town America.
A third mile clay track.
Yeah.
Do you think,
is this the spot where we get our next billboard?
I like it because
Fremont, Ohio?
I think we could barter them down because their population in 1950 increased by 12%.
Mm-hmm.
1960 increased by 13%.
Hey, they're growing.
1970. -1.5.
Okay.
-3.3.
Oh boy.
-1.3.
Really declining.
-1.5.
Okay.
-3.7.
Mm-hmm.
Estimated 2019, because 2020 census numbers haven't been released. -4.9%.
So what's the population there?
15,917. I mean,
that's our bread and butter right there.
Hasn't been this low since 1940.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's what we do. We'll bring it back. We're going to bring back Fremont, Ohio to what it once was at the height of 18,767 people, Steve.
Over the next 10 years, we got a little bit of work to do in Fremont, Ohio.
The next 10 years of this podcast are dedicated to one thing, and it's bringing back 3,000 people to Fremont, Ohio.
All right.
Is the real estate market struggling?
I don't know. How's the ketchup market these days?
I mean, Fremont, Ohio has to be, like, that's going to be the version of, the towns that are 80% employed by one business, right? Like, if you live in Fremont, you're employed by the Heinz ketchup company. Yeah. And if you come into town with a bottle of Hunt's.
Oh, get out.
You get egged. Yeah. You get a tire slashed.
Come on.
You're getting stared down at the diner.
That is not America's ketchup.
Well, 1950s doo-wop is playing because that's where they peaked, literally.
Right. Hey, do you want to get to... we have a couple of things here that we have to open up. So let's get to some...
Hey, folks. Viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. It is viewer mail time.
It's the third time of that really brings it home, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
If I had only done that twice,
mm-hmm.
I think that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that I did
complete failure. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, fingertips to mouth kiss motion.
Got a an envelope here.
From our old friend.
Hey, look. Oh, boy. Is this what I think it is, Steve? This is from our friend Trevor and Dixon.
I don't know. If it is, I think we have to have a talk with Trevor.
Yeah. So Trevor and Dixon, as we agreed, we can no longer call him Trevor in Nashville. No. This is the version of the people who live in, like, Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you can say you're from New York, but make sure you're saying New York State.
Yeah.
Not New York. Yeah. Oh, New York City. No, you're not. You're a liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Trevor, you're not from Nashville, or you're not. In Nashville, no. Trevor and Dixon. No.
Come on.
I hope this is a picture of a middle finger because, like you said, we're going to have a talk with old Trevor here.
All right, so it looks like an envelope that would hold a check.
Steve, it's another check.
Oh, boy. What do we got?
So a month, I don't even know when it was. Was it a month ago, probably?
Yeah.
That Trevor and Dixon sent us $19.99 in what I'm sure was... his version of the FU to make sure we stayed in the in the red that
month. Because it's $20 a month that we
pay for our hosting.
Yeah.
Our friend Billy Stacks, though, had come in the clutch with the $5 donation that month to make sure we were profitable for the first time.
Billy Stacks has continued to send us an automated check of $5 per month that comes to our P.O. box. If you need the P.O. box address, the address is in the description of the podcast.
We do love Big thanks, Billy Stacks. By the way, we don't have any time to talk about it today. And then in coming weeks, we are going to kick off the, would it be the fifth annual?
I think so.
Gift exchange?
Yeah. Fifth annual. Hold on. I need to pull up.
It's the Stephen Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. Details on that will be coming in the coming weeks. We usually open that.
Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. Yeah.
We'll be opening that probably the first week or so in November.
Yeah.
And we'll close that right around after Thanksgiving. So please keep that in mind. We always love seeing the interactions and seeing those solstice gifts roll in. So this month from our friend Trevor and Dixon. Trevor wanted to make sure we got the black this month.
We're in the black? Did we do it?
Trevor upped it to $20.
Oh!
And 98 cents.
Wow, look at that.
So Steve, for the first time, we have consecutive months in the black.
Hey! All right, hold on. I think I got a...
hit one.
Fanfare. I think there's a fanfare button here somewhere. I mean,
they all work. They all work. Thank you very much, Trevor. Stop.
Yeah, Trevor.
That's too much money. $5 for Billy Stacks. I like it because it makes me laugh. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. It's a nice returning. This is too much money.
Let's be honest, Trevor. You're not getting a good return on that investment. Nope. We're not giving you $20 worth of entertainment.
We're right at about $5. I think we should cap our donations at $5 a month. Because that's what we offer in return. It's $5 worth of joy.
Yeah, continuing the tradition that is now 5 years old of us being the worst businessmen possible.
Yes, please stop sending us money.
We're going to refuse your checks. I'll write return to sender on it. I mean, maybe after like 4 or 5 months, I'll start writing. Let's be honest. I'm not going to write return to sender on it.
But hey, you stop it.
You scoundrel, you.
Knock that down to $5, please, Trevor. That's too much money every month.
Keep sending 20.
Cannot accept that. But that, Steve, is not the only mail we have this week.
No, it's not.
I have another package that you received at the P.O. box.
I did, yeah. It was actually last week after we recorded, I went over to the P.O. box to check it. I had to drop some other stuff off there. And this one, I got a laugh at it because of the way it was labeled. Can you read the label on it?
So it's from whatever company that they bought this from, mailed. So they went to, when they were buying this, whatever it is, they went to the address where you fill in the recipient and wisely had it sent right to us, which I think is a smart way to do it if it's not like a present you need to wrap just because you don't want to, no need to waste money and ship it twice, right? It's a waste of your time, your money.
Sure.
So they filled it out in the who to Kyle. Not Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you for allowing your P.O. box to be used for my my gift box.
Of course. That is a community P.O. box. Just renewed it for another 6 months.
How nice of you. Thank you for supporting, by the way.
Hey.
Those End of the Driveway Warriors.
Wow. Well,
rain, snow, sleet, or shine, your mail will always arrive somewhere around on time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. By the way, nice of them to the USPS.
Can't hear you over the ripping of this.
Just announced last week that their holiday delivery timetables are now in effect.
Not great.
So I know you may have paid for 2-day priority, and we're still going to charge you for 2-day priority, but it's probably going to take longer.
It's actually just 4 to 5 day priority.
It'll get there.
Week-ish priority.
Yeah.
For the same price.
Same price, yeah.
It's 2-day priority.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Good job.
Yeah. Open this. Sorry, I did just rip it open. So to Kyle, not Steve. It's very clear.
Oh, what do you got there? It's oh. Like a little, like a little wooden box?
It is a... I think someone's trying to tell me something, Steve. These are two squeezable stress toy bricks.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, it's already
coming
in handy.
Didn't we talk about bricks recently?
You and I have talked for a while about doing a brick wall.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah, let me see one of them. I mean, with your permission, of course.
Steve, there's two of them for a reason, even though it was just for me, not you.
Look at that. Let's open this up. Check it out.
And again, in true Steve and Kyle listener fashion, there is no note.
No.
No anything. There's no paper in there to say who this is from.
These are nice.
These are like fancy. You think we could just fingers order... through it? Like, is this like a...
Oh, it's like brass knuckles.
Yeah, like a brass knuckle stress brick.
Do you think we could order a couple thousand of these and build an actual wall out of them?
Well, we'd need to buy them for about... Well, cheap. Because then we would have to then turn around and sell them to put people's names on them that we then sold
them
for.
No, we got our plaquist. He's got a laser that could...
In the foam?
Yeah.
You think that would work?
Yeah.
Without, like, burning the whole thing?
I mean, it would probably burn it a little bit, but I think it probably wouldn't smell good.
I mean, it's not in my house, so...
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, he's the one doing it.
Yeah. He's the one with the dumb laser machine.
Yeah. Ooh, robot, Star Wars, pew, pew.
These are nice. I very like nice. These a lot.
Thank you very much to whoever this was.
Yeah. I mean, I feel... here you go. That's yours.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We've got a real epidemic on our hands of listeners who refuse to acknowledge themselves.
But, hey, we will post a picture of that, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, if you're the sender. Please do not hide. We'd like to thank you.
That is outstanding. Thank you very much. We always accept and welcome gifts of preferably this price point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Preferably smaller,
the better.
Who knows?
They could have been – I wonder – go on to that, that website there. See if – type in, like, mini stress bricks. Sorry.
I'm just going to – Google the name that was on the package here.
Okay.
And see, because this is perfect.
If we can get them for, like, I don't know, see if they have, like, bulk buying options. I'll buy 1,000 of them.
We're going to need them at a good price point.
I mean, if we can get 1,000 of them for,
like... Oh, boy. At least on Amazon, not what I expected to see.
So you're saying the price is better than you thought.
Unless this is for a multi-pack. It's not. Okay, well, we'll figure out a different option.
Okay.
Because this is not going to work. So, thank you very much. My goodness.
Yeah.
I will leave this here, and every next time Steve makes me mad, I have something to squeeze.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just throw it at me.
Ooh, not bad.
By the way, you got a peek of APS 4.0 earlier today.
I did.
Actual progress made.
There is a light. Not just light, a light switch.
Oh yeah,
in there, as well as the electrical run. There is plenty of outlets.
We got a dimmer.
I mean, this is closer than people think, including me.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that when we wrap up this podcast in the next 100 seconds, 180 seconds, I'm going to be going to get us insulation.
I know. I saw that you found somebody locally that is giving away a bunch of it.
And this won't work for all of it.
No.
But this will work for a large portion of it. We just want to pack it in so we don't have to hear your wife. The way she, I think she wears those clogs that the Dutch people wear when she walks around upstairs.
Yep.
So we can hopefully drown some of that out while we're recording.
Yeah. Yeah. So progress is being made. I'm actually heading out to the store hopefully today. As long as we don't get rain today, which I think it's going to hold off. I got to go over and pick up some drywall. Do you see the pictures of the paneling that I sent you the other day? You like it?
Yeah, I do like that.
Okay, we're doing the drywall, the paneling, and the insulation today. I will hopefully have some of it installed by the time you're here next week. I think a good amount of it will be in. Christmas?
Oh, don't do this to yourself. Don't do this to yourself, because...
Drywall paneling and insulation is probably about a 2-day start to finish project.
Yeah, and it's probably the worst of it, right? No, I don't know.
Once that's done,
I would say that.
Floor goes in. That'll be about a couple hour project. You going to come over and help out with any of this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, we still have to figure out how we want to do our table.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to build
it? Oh, I've been talking to a friend of mine.
Okay.
We got a plan for the table.
Okay. As long as it has those like fancy specs?
I don't.
You want to do that?
We got something better. Got something better.
I can't keep up with all the changes in there.
I know. Me either.
Constant.
It's happening, though.
Steve, I apologize. We have run out of time today.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Because I did not ask you about how the big showing of Rad went.
Oh.
Is there any chance you could save that for the next time
Absolutely.
We're here?
Yeah.
Do you think the flying monkeys are just looking at you for content, or did they already on Friday?
We talked a little bit about it.
Okay. Save some of the good stuff, though,
well,
for
us. I thought maybe we could get...
you want to get Tony on?
We get my date for the evening on the phone. Tony and Lansing met up.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first... Yeah, that was the first time I'd actually met Tony in person.
Outside of the content that he's created and electronically interacted with.
Yeah, the times we've talked... Have we had him? Because we were on his podcast about 2 weeks ago.
I don't know if we've had him on ours.
All right. So
I don't. We'll talk to him next week.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we had a great time. And it was more than worth it. I really enjoyed it.
Wow. Obviously that's the first question is, was it worth it? You know, it kind of made a different schedule and a little more difficult Friday morning.
I was pretty tired yesterday.
Yep.
I was all right in the morning, but I faded fast as the night went on.
You got a weird second wind, but it was the first wind, but it was your only wind. So it ended quick.
Even though I got home, I pulled in my driveway at 9:50.
That's a lot quicker than I anticipated.
Yeah. I pulled in the driveway quick. Like, I got home quick.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. We'll
and
talk
it
about that.
It would have been about 10 minutes earlier if I had the mall that this movie was being shown at. I parked on the complete wrong end of the mall.
Oh, I had to walk.
So it was like a 10-minute walk just to get from my car to the movie theater. Then we got out of the movie, and I couldn't go back through the mall because it was closed.
Yeah.
So Tony had to give me a ride to my car, or else I'd probably still be walking.
A mess.
So, yeah, we'll talk to... talk to Tony hopefully next week. I would I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'll see if we can get him on.
More than happy to join us.
Chat with him soon about the big showing, the big 35-year and 6-month anniversary.
Yeah.
The movie Rad.
Yep.
Again, don't know why they waited till October. What do I know?
Look, you know.
35 is the whole year. I am being unfair in that regard.
That's
I understand
true.
It. I
Look, on a podcast where we've invented the rolling decades, we shouldn't be so concerned with how others perceive time.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. Missed opportunity, though, to not have Bill out touring these big showings for Q&As.
Bill Allen, of course.
Bill Allen, of course. Yeah. Upcharge on those tickets, but, you know, we're no businessmen.
All right, you can check us out Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll post a picture of those foam bricks that we got. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Thank you. Big thank you to whoever sent them. Please let yourself be known. Trevor, stop sending us money. No, keep sending us money.
Don't send us that much money, you big goon.
We will talk to you next week. See you later.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.